Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Here we are. It's December 6th, 2011. We're going to be here live for the next 3 hours at least. And we do have Wayne Madsen, investigative journalist, joining us on the drone that went down in Iran and a host of other issues. The latest on Syria, Pakistan. Wayne always has amazing inside intel being there in the Beltway and globetrotting across the world. He will be joining us coming up in about an hour and a half from now. But a lot of times I get up here on air and I say I'm going to take a lot of calls today, and I end up not doing that. But in the last few months, I've actually done a bit of a better job. And so today I am going to go over just some of the headlines we've got here and some of the really big news. And then we are going to open the phones up in the first half of the broadcast and after Madsen leaves us in the third hour as well. And we're going to take a lot of your phone calls. And a lot of times I end up giving callers about 45 seconds so we can move on to the next person and get everybody on. But I think today and then other days I give people like 5 minutes, and that's when we never get to anybody basically. But today I think we're going to give people about 1 minute, and then I'll try to limit myself to a 30-second response to your question or your comment. In fact, why not just go ahead and open the phones up right now on any issue you want to discuss, any question, any comment, any news item. Because the callers just always bring up things that either I didn't know about or that I meant to talk about a day ago, a week ago, a month ago, or different local news. A lot of times stuff people call in about, I then go look up, discover it's true. We write articles about it at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and it becomes a big story. It was the middle of 2010. We started getting reports about TSA going in the pants. And then some of my crew witnessed it happening, and we reported on it. And the TSA would say, it's not happening, it's not happening, it's not happening. But then our listeners videotaped it. It happened to some of my crew, and it became national news, and the Drudge Report picked it up. And remember, they always stonewall. It's a military tactic to make the debate about whether they're doing it or not instead of whether should you be doing it. And for many years now, they've taken people in back rooms, especially the old, because sometimes if they're traveling alone, it takes multiple TSA agents to get them out of the wheelchair and do everything to them and go turn off their oxygen bottles, ask them of their bombs, take the diapers off, take the colostomy bags or the urine bags off of them, ripping surgical sutures open. And it's all on record. And they always say, we didn't do that. And then when the video gets released, they say, well, taking your clothes off is not a strip search. We call it a procedure. And now there's a report up at Infowars.com where the American Dream blogger has collated 9 recent examples of admitted strip searching of elderly. It's like attack wolves. Whenever you see some old person in a wheelchair who looks like they're about to die, I mean, I've seen, well, I've told the story probably 10 times. I was out in San Francisco flying back years ago. This is like 5, 6 years ago. And there was a group of veterans of Pearl Harbor. They were all, some of them were wearing Arizona hats, you know, USS Arizona, the battleship. They had oxygen bottles. They could barely walk. They had their wives or attendants with them who looked like they were pretty much almost, you know, not of this world anymore. And I'll never forget, they had checkpoints at the gate as well, something called Wolverine Security, guys in like Cobra Commander uniforms, these bright blue uniforms and berets on, screaming at them. It was this old Pearl Harbor veteran with a walker with his eyes peeled down, you know, dripping. And probably the last trip he ever took in his life to go see his buddies. And he just couldn't even hear the guy as this guy that could barely speak English was going, coming to him. And, well, anyways, that's Land of the Coward, Home of the Slaves. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That's so funny.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I'm not gone crazy. That already happened a long time ago. Sorry. I went back to the coffee room, got a little half cup of coffee. And when I came walking back into the control room in there, wow. Oh, they were playing a clip of the Colbert Report on Comedy Central. I guess it was last night. Tim Frugie, back office manager, came running up here from the warehouse and said, hey, you were on the Colbert Report last night. Here's the YouTube video of it. And we're going to laugh so hard I start crying. We're going to play it coming up. It's hilarious. Of course, it's making fun of 2012. Conspiracy theories about end of the world. And I'm not laughing at the parts that I'm in. Of course, it's funny how they take stuff out of context. And it's a psyop overall to imply that anybody that doesn't trust the government thinks the world's going to end. But at the very start of it, it's got all these ridiculous images and, you know, end of the world things. And then it cuts to this old lady wearing a cowboy hat at the public information office at the Denver International Airport. And she goes, "Hi, welcome to the Denver International Airport." And then she turns into like a reptoid vampire demon. It's just, it's funny. You got to see it to know why it's so funny. Oh, boy. Oh, man. And then I was literally watching this as we went live, and I ran in here laughing and couldn't stop laughing. So I guess they made the decision to just go live with me. Wow, that gave me a headache. I laughed so hard. Okay, I got to stop right there. I've been making myself jog twice a day. I mean, there's got to be some way to get this blubber off of me. And I've been working out pretty hard now for about 3 years. And haven't lost much weight. So I've been running twice a day. I've actually lost like 10 pounds the last 2 weeks. And I've been running this cold weather, though, and it just makes me cough constantly to be running outside. So that's why I'm also coughing a lot here. Okay, let me just settle down here for a minute. That was ultra ridiculous. And we'll get it posted up at Infowars.com. I'll get Nemo or Watson or Aaron to write a blurblit about it, and get it up on Infowars.com. People want to watch the whole thing. We'll play some clips of it and analyze the propaganda if I can control myself from laughing. It won't be as funny on radio, but plus we have to review it. There's some kind of racy stuff for primetime TV on there, and we are on a lot of AM and FM stations, and a lot of children also listen to the show as part of their homeschooling, at least an hour or so a day, so I've got to review it and maybe pull a few clips out of it, because they do engage in a bit of mild profanity on there. So I've got to watch it. Wow, that totally threw me off. You know, a serious piece of news during the break. A lot of times I'm late getting back on air because I'm out there researching stuff. Never is really off-putting, but being all set and ready to go live as the show starts. And seeing that just has completely put me into a tailspin. It's so ridiculous. Oh, man. Oh, boy. I got to stop right there. I tell you, those shows, the Colbert Report and, of course, the Jon Stewart Show are both so hilarious. But Jon Stewart's brother heads up the New York Stock Exchange. And, of course, that's not his real name, and they are big globalists, and they are anti-gun, anti-patriot, anti-family. So in the final equation, they're pretty bad news. When Bush was in there, they would talk about Constitution huggers and show Homeland Security beating people that didn't want to go along with the New World Order. They would do little funny skits and things. They don't really do that so much now. They just mainly are the partisan hacks that they are. Now, they started losing viewers from my research, because I do follow those shows occasionally. Some of the few things on broadcast TV or cable TV I do watch at least once a week when I catch it online later. I have seen a change kind of criticizing Obama now, because the Obama faithful have certainly woken up. And that's good news, because we don't have time to be idiots. We don't have time to be bamboozled and conned. Now, when I criticized George W. Bush, I was a left-wing extremist, according to the media. When I didn't like Obama, I was a hardcore right-wing racist. Okay, I'm going to explain something again for new listeners. Barack Obama and his advisors and the people that finance him are total anti-America, anti-free market, authoritarian, technocratic eugenicist. That's all you need to know. If you're a new listener and don't know what a eugenicist is, or eugenics is, or don't know what a technocrat is, or authoritarian finance capital oligarchs, or neo-feudalistic crony capitalism, those terms have volumes behind them. I'm not just throwing terms out to sound uppity or smart. I coined the term neo-feudalistic fascism. Okay, I coined propaganda placement and behavior placement, now in popular use. I've coined hundreds of terms, and I don't have time to toot my horn because I don't care. I want to hang out alone in a farmhouse. I don't want to be out here on air. I want to hike around mountains and fish and fire firearms and cook English short ribs in a red wine sauce. I don't want to be here, but I have to be here to fight the psychopaths, the control freaks, the egomaniacs, the sadists, and the rest of them, because they're not going to go away if we don't fight them. The corrupt will take control of government and will turn it around as an engine of control. They will swing the military's guns around the people in every case, and it's now happening. It's now happening. I'll tell you something else, though. I'm not here risking my life because I think resistance is futile. I know resistance is victory. So when I get up here and I tell you that I know what I'm talking about, it's not because I want you to go, ooh, Alex Jones is real smart. I try to have other voices on with their perspectives, with their ideas, because that ups the level of thinking and debate. But in the final equation, if you add the full spectrum together, there's really no other broadcast or show that is bringing it all together like this one. And I don't like that. That's a dangerous position to be in. I see a lot of people starting to get large pieces of it. That's good. I am probably going to start a search, and I don't know how to do it. And it's very daunting to try to find two or three reporters or people who can do what I do, cover what I do, and break it down the way I do so that I don't even have to be as prominent in all of this. Paul Watson gets it. Doesn't want to be on air. Of course, someone who gets it is reclusive. Aaron gets it and is smart. Doesn't want to be on air. It's the same story over and over again. The type of people you find who are going to want to be on air generally may get parts of it, but just long term will either sell out or get in infighting or destroy themselves. It's just human nature that worldly, flesh-filled egomaniacs cannot grasp the New World Order. They are slaves to it. And again, I'm not up here. You know, people take my aggression and my confidence as arrogance or ego. It is the opposite. I am someone who gets angry that I have to be here researching all this, being aware of it. It is a frustrating, disgusting joke for me to understand this information to a very detailed level, growing daily. In its fractal, interconnected, multivariate, multifaceted way. And then to see the public caught in the web of deception, like little flies to the spider, being destroyed for lack of knowledge. It is just ultimately frustrating, and it's why I tend to spin out of control and just explode. Because it's frustrating. It's frustrating watching neighbors that go ahead and buy non-existent magazine subscriptions from con artists that are casing out their house when I lived in the city. And you try to warn a neighbor and they think you're being uppity with them. I mean, it's things like that. It's watching a domesticated, soft, spoiled population that are lambs to the slaughter. And in my own life, being decadent and slovenly, but being aware of it. I'm aware of it. Trying to pull myself out of it is the difference. When you don't care about propaganda and you say it doesn't even exist, you are wide open. As Thomas Jefferson said, even if you defend the jewel of liberty, even if you throw your whole weight behind it and work 24 hours a day, around the clock, you probably can't keep liberty. But if you don't care about liberty or you think it's something that doesn't have to be defended, you are going to fall to despotism, to abuse. And then it always gets so bad that then people start to struggle for liberty. And then there's that process. And tyrants throughout history generally just go ahead and wipe everybody out. I was reading about wars in the 18 and 1900s in Paraguay. What was it? Five successive wars in Central South America, where 90%+ of the population was killed by Paraguay's neighbors. I mean, I just studying warfare, studying geopolitical systems, and then looking at where we are on the map, where we are in the time frame continuum. Whew, man, you talk about sweaty nightmares. You talk about cold chills. If you knew, if the average dumbbell out there who wants to be dumb, If you knew what I knew, if you could see what I could see, where were...
Hi, everyone. It's MZ from the InfoWars team. You know, since we launched InfoWars team with Alex last January, over 7,500 InfoWarriors have signed up to be on the team, and over $500,000 in longevity product sales commissions have been paid out to InfoWars team members just for trying our unique health products, feeling better, and sharing with others. Can you think of a better, more satisfying way to earn money? The opportunity is there, waiting for you at InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up for $10 one time, then get on the Alex Pack that contains a month's supply of all 90 essential nutrients every body needs to fight off disease, stress, and to maintain peak physical and mental performance. You decide how much you want to earn. Enough to cover the cost of your products, a few hundred extra dollars per month, or enough to quit your job and make way more money than you do right now. You decide. But take action now. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up, get on the Alex Pack, and see what happens. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. No amount of spying, no amount of tattletale squads, no amount of federalization, no amount of tough guy black uniforms are going to allow these foreign banks to continue their tyranny. 10 years ago, almost no one knew the Federal Reserve was private. Now I've seen polls the last 2 years as high as 80%+ or more want to abolish it, audit it, get rid of it. Look at the number one website, news website in the world, DrudgeReport.com right now. Iowa Blitz, Ron Paul goes for the Newt throat. Goes for Newt's throat. And you click on it, and it's the 60-second TV version of the two-minute version that we aired here last week of Newt Gingrich's serial hypocrisy. And we're going to play it with the audio here in just a moment. Newt Gingrich, after being endorsed by the former Federal Reserve head and known congenital liar, oh, he gave her money for 13-plus years because he felt sorry for her. He paid her rent. He was her sugar daddy. And any of you mainline Republicans who were dumb enough to believe his lies are foolish. Just like people who thought Obama was going to give them free houses and free cars. The Federal Reserve is your enemy. But look how far we've come. Where the Drudge Report, by the way, has been continually pointing out the attacks and the censorship of Ron Paul. And Matt Drudge and the other folks over there at Drudge Report deserve our thanks. Because believe me, behind the scenes from the Republican Party power structure, I'll guarantee you there's been pressure brought on them. I don't know that. I haven't been told that. You got Drudge, you've got Curl over there, you've got the people that run that site, and it's having a big effect. It can set the agenda. Even the New York Times admits that. And there they are, guaranteeing now that that YouTube video alone will probably get 4 or 5 million views. And it's airing in Iowa. It's airing in Iowa right now, showing his incredible hypocrisy. I just told Kurt Nimmo to not only post the 60-second, but to repost under it the two-minute version that's even more powerful at Infowars.com the next 10 minutes. And it's going to have that same headline. Ron Paul goes for Newt Gingrich's throat. We're going to post it with both versions at Infowars.com. Get that page and send it out to everybody you know. Let's go ahead and go to this one-minute ad that will destroy Newt Gingrich if it's seen. Here it is.
If you want to put people in jail, let's look at the politicians who created the environment, the politicians who profited from the environment, the politicians who profited from the environment.
Newt Gingrich on the defense for taking $1.5 million.
After he left Congress, Freddie Mac paid Gingrich at least $1.6
million. $1.6 million, some of it just before the housing market collapsed.
A think tank founded by Newt Gingrich collected at least $37 million from major health care companies. The group supports individuals. Mandate.
Newt Gingrich renewed his support for an individual mandate, a key tenet of President Obama's health care law.
Support for an individual mandate? Folks, don't ask me to explain this.
Everything that Gingrich railed against when he was in the House, he went the other way when he got paid to go the other way.
He's demonstrating himself to be the very essence of the Washington insiders.
It's about serial hypocrisy.
That is powerful.
I'm Ron Paul.
Yeah, I'm Ron Paul, and I approve this message. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. We accidentally cut the end off there. Get these videos. It's up at Drudge, the 60-second. Again, we posted the last week when it came out and played on the nightly news, the two-minute one. I'm going to have the 1 minute with the 2 minute under it posted with that same headline that Drudge has got at Infowars.com in the next 10 minutes. Please go get it. Get it out to everybody. Don't just sit there and say, oh, he can't win, they'll cheat. Or, oh, they only gave him 89 seconds in this debate, or they banned him from that debate. It's because they're scared. And even if Ron Paul doesn't win, and by the way, even CBS and ABC News have been forced to report, he now is in second place, undoubtedly nationwide. We destroy Newt Gingrich. Ron Paul is number one. And they may attack him. They'll say, you know, he's been kidnapping Easter bunnies, like they said about his son, Rand Paul. The system's so out of bullets that when they lied about Rand Paul, he went from a 6-point lead to a 16 to 17 point lead. He gained at least 10 to 12 points, depending on which poll, and won by a landslide in Kentucky because they said he was kidnapping women, using drugs, worshiping water Buddhas, fornicating with possums. You know, I mean, they will say anything. They got caught. The Democratic Party operatives, people that worked for the guy he was running against, got caught dressing up in hayseed outfits with overalls, literally with hayseeds, going, I don't like black people. Remember that? And people tracked them back in, what was it, 2 or 3 different cases and found that. People that actually worked for the Democrats were out there wearing overalls and red checkered shirts going, I like Ron Paul. I don't like Mexicans and black people. I mean, they will try anything because they're scared. Good, attack Ron Paul. It's the ignoring him that we're starting to defeat.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. It is Open Phones. I'd like to get your take on all the issues, all the items that I have raised here today. Any of the news you want to point out, where you see our society going, where you see our world going. I love taking your calls because you bring up news items that I have forgotten about or that I didn't know about. Regional news, local news, your questions are great. Your comments are great. If you disagree with me on something, we don't screen your calls. We just ask your first name, where you're calling from. You can say Bob from Timbuktu, even if your name's David and you're calling from Austin, Texas. I don't care. You can call yourself Mud if you want. You can call yourself Keebler. It doesn't matter. The point is we'd love to hear from you. Here's the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Now, obviously, I've been exposing Newt Gingrich for many years. He is a singularly wicked devil I've read his quotes about the end of the family, global government, cybertronic, technocratic world computer running everything, kind of a Zeitgeistian system. The authoritarians, the communists, the fascists always sell their tyranny as high tech. That's an old model. Even Bloomberg Business Week and even The Economist were reporting that just last week. All of this is being sold as new, but it's really very old. His anti-gun stances, his flip-flopping on that, his open border promotion, his government-run healthcare promotion, his carbon tax promotion. Do I need to continue? Do I need to continue here with Newt Gingrich? The point is, Newt Gingrich is now number one, Ron Paul, in multiple states, New Hampshire, Iowa, and other states, in multiple polls, is number two. Is number two. Regardless of what your position is on Mormons, mainline evangelicals will not vote for a Mormon. They will probably hold their nose and just not vote. I'm not making judgments about that. That's just what the political numbers break down to. Mitt Romney is not going to get the presidency. He's a ringer, even if he doesn't know it. And he was for carbon taxes, Obamacare, he wrote that, gun control. I mean, do I need to go on with Mitt Romney? Newt Gingrich, quite frankly, is worse. I'm not into lessers of two evils. I don't believe in that. But in the case of a Mitt Romney versus a Newt Gingrich, Newt Gingrich is part of key think tanks, and I've read the names, the quotes here, who are public about their New Age Luciferianism, higher consciousness thing, which is a counterfeit of what some people are talking about, and is super creepy and talks about overthrowing political systems and ruling, and he's destined. I mean, let me tell you something. Newt Gingrich is seething with evil. Not just politically his fruits. I can look at him, and my discernment says, red alert, red alert, red alert. I mean, I get chills looking at Newt Gingrich. He is bona fide wicked. And all of these mainline conservatives who can't, even if you don't have discernment or a gut instinct, a nose, as police detectives would call it, even if you don't have a nose, what is your problem? His fruits, what comes out the other end of his factory is evil. Oh, he'll call himself the most conservative candidate. You can label a cyanide pill as aspirin. It doesn't, or vitamin A. It doesn't mean it's vitamin A or aspirin. It'll kill you deader than a hammer. So you need to stop looking at labels. Obama said he was going to go after Wall Street corruption and was going to end all these wars and torture and stuff. His advisors were the people that set all of this in motion, the very kingpins that are running things. Of course we knew Obama was going to be bad. Said he wouldn't hire one lobbyist, hired nothing but high-powered lobbyists. Said he wouldn't sell out and have, you know, give money to campaign contributors. Look at all the energy deals and half a billion here, half a million there, all the corruption. He's Chicago Mafia. Look at who he's surrounded with. But Americans and people across the world in general are trained to buy into hype. You know, a lot of times you see big giant ads and rollouts for a movie and then you go see it and it's terrible. In fact, most of the time if a movie's really hyped, it's terrible. It's those little jewel films that nobody talks about that don't get any attention that are incredible. And it's the same thing. Ron Paul has been buried. He's been ignored. He is our elder statesman. He doesn't have all the pizzazz of these narcissistic control freaks. He doesn't want to be president. It's a duty for him. He's a dedicated person who grinds himself into the ground. And I'm not going to sit here and electioneer for Ron Paul. It's just that God always gives you a way out. God always gives you a choice. It's up to your free will. And it doesn't mean if Ron Paul got elected that he would be able to fix everything. He's been honest about that because a president doesn't run everything. He can try to talk to people. The globalists are going to implode things even faster, regardless of whether he gets in or not. But they're going to blame everything on Ron Paul if he got elected. But it doesn't matter. He knows he's walking into a trap. Don't you think Colonel Travis, taking command at the Alamo, knew he was walking into a trap? And he said, for my posterity, his son that he dropped off with my family. What, Darren Gonzalez? That's what it takes Because people, you know, Hollywood advertises Texas as, you know, about a land grab and all this other garbage. Texans had come here. Texans had been forced to convert to a religion they didn't follow. Texans were then told, turn your guns in, and it was on. Just like it was on in 1775 when they came to take the guns, and then 1776. And it's going to be on again. Why do you think it got leaked that the government was shipping guns into Mexico? Because we have our people in every federal agency. They're called Americans. They're called patriots. They're called good people. And our people, people that know the truth and who are honorable and who are disgusted by corruption and evil, are everywhere. That's why the globalists want totally centralized government and total non-whistleblower protection, so that the power structure can burn good people and cover things up. That's why they want total centralization. That's why they don't want any jurisdictions. They want one giant global system controlling the federal government that controls our local systems so they can be above the law. And they're trying now in the internet age, because they can't hide this stuff, to just throw it in our face. Okay, the government does launder drug money, but only to track it. Okay, we do ship guns to Mexico, but we didn't mean to. Okay, we do grow the opium in Afghanistan, but let's just not discuss it any further. Okay, Dyncourt and Halliburton do kidnap children and women worldwide and take them to slave camps and sell them, but let's just not discuss that now. Okay, we are putting radioactive isotopes in your drinking water, but let's just move on. That's the point of what's going on here. I am about to commit a federal crime right here on air. You're watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm about to drink whole milk from a dairy in San Antonio. Oh, that's real milk. It's like at the store now. It's weird. Like the beef costs twice as much if it says grass-fed. It's like abnormal to feed cows grass, which is what the only thing we're supposed to eat, by the way. They're arresting people who produce raw milk and those that buy it. They have year-and-a-half-long million-dollar stings on Amish. You know what? Governments that say this is a crime, they're the criminals. Governments that say the people are slaves of the state, they're criminals. You're illegitimate. And you see, it has to get absurd before people wake up. The system wants to be absurd. They want to grope your children and strip search 85-year-old women in wheelchairs. Because if they can get away with that, they can get away with anything. And that's what they're doing. They're training the general public, who's not criminal, the 95% of the population, that you are criminal, that you've done something wrong, that you're going to be inspected, that you're going to be searched. The government, it's all secretive. It's not supposed to be looked into, but you are bad. And you notice this pattern. It's a handbook. When they get caught groping people, they say we're not groping. When they get caught strip searching old ladies, they say we're not doing it. And then later they're asked, well, what are you doing? Well, when we take your clothes off, we don't call it a strip search. See, it's all lawyer games. Because they found in psychological warfare, if they just deny they're doing it, even when you have video of it, it then becomes a debate about whether or not they're doing it. Instead of, should they be doing it? And why do they claim the authority to do it? You see, the controllers of this planet, they study human psychology. And instead of trying to get people to think and understand psychology so you're aware of it, the public's not really dumb. They are ignorant. They are intellectually lazy. They have been trained that they're not active participants in the world, that they're just spectators who sit back and are told what to do. In fact, I have a video clip I'm going to play later after I play the Colbert report that made fun of myself, Jesse Ventura, and others. Bruce Fein, who we had on yesterday, constitutional lawyer, Ron Paul's head policy advisor. I want to play a clip of a part of a speech he gave. We are at the verge of despotism, where he describes this, where Nixon would order different prosecutors and people to get off the case. And they would say, no, we have a job. This is not the Third Reich. And then he would order their bosses to fire them, and they refused. And they would order their bosses, and they refused. But today, there's this idea of, well, if you are the president or you are my boss and you tell me to do something, I'll do it. And they've had university studies. They have the Stanford one. They've had several others where they found that over 90% of graduate students going for their Ph.D., in psychology, believe that in a prison environment, they were ordered by successive approximation to abuse verbally, then physically, and then to put people in chairs and electrocute them. And they hired actors and even ran some electricity into them in some cases to make it real. And 93% actually took the order to murder. To murder. Like, I should do a nightly news piece on this. I'm going to do one later in the week. And then we'll air it here on the radio where I actually, they even shot film of it, of some of the tests. And it's been duplicated over and over again that when an authority figure, in fact, in one of the cases, it took the head of the psychology department to come in and say, yes, this is sanctioned, follow your order. And they said, all right, and flip the switch to kill people. But it's that 5 to 10%, depending on which culture you're in, who will not go under mind control, who will not do immoral things. We are the guardians of every society. And it is not a right. It is a duty. It is a duty to say no to things that are immoral. That's why they slowly get us to fantasize about doing evil. They show us Jack Bauer torturing people and the comic book good guys torture. And it's sexy. It's cool. It gets things done. It's wimpy not to do it. Not to torture. They are trying to get you ready for all of this. The law enforcement publications. All of it. Evil controllers are trying to bend you and twist you so they can get you to come over to the dark side and not even know it. Still, other systems go out and actually find people that are on the dark side. All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls, then I'll get into North Korea making missile able to hit the U.S. Astronomers discover biggest black hole ever. I want to get into some cool science news. NASA finds the first habitable zone planet. Pepper spray, tasers, and LRADs. What's behind the explosion of less lethal weapons for crowd control? Now 9 elderly people have come forward being strip searched. And the response of TSA is just to say, okay, yeah, we take your clothes off. But we weren't lying, though, when we said that's not a strip search. Just like they keep groping newborn babies. Comes out every week, them taking diapers off children, colostomy bags off people, stripping people down. They settle cases, 2 of them the last few months, where they made women pull their breast out, and then the men hit on them. So delusional that they're like, hey, can I have your number? You've got beautiful, beautiful body parts. I mean, stripping down naked, running through LAX, screaming, I'm God. There have been 2 cases of the I'm God thing, 1 in Chicago, 1 in L.A. What type do you think wants to sit there all day around microwave ovens grabbing people's genitals? I mean, you could not pay me $10 million a year to do that. I mean, there's only one person I touch sexually, and that's my wife. It's not like I'm some wild animal just running around wanting to have sex. Sex is a big deal. It's about children. It's about creating a hybrid, entire genetic history, cross-splice clone. This is heavy-duty stuff. It's a sacred thing. And that's why airline pilots, veterans, you name it, would in many cases have to go home and would throw up. And the media was like, oh, get tough. Let the airline pilots have their genitals grabbed. What wimps? No, this was about their whole life being violated. Their whole life not having any freedom. Their whole life being over. America being dead. They're now prisoners. They now are people that have to go through a prison induction every day of having people grab their genitals. When they control a giant aircraft that's a huge weapon. But see, there's the idea. Oh, we have to have computer controls so the pilot can't be trusted, they're talking about now, that override the pilot. But then who programs the machines? How do you trust the machines? See, it's this idea that we're all guilty except for government. The big corrupt bankers, they can steal, they can bring drugs in, they can launder drug money, but they're good. They're untouchable. But all of us, airline pilots, you name it, we're trash. In fact, they were having the air marshals go through it, which was ridiculous. Oh, yes, let me check your gun and everything. Cuckoo. It's cuckoo. And then the ignorant public's like, why do air marshals have guns? Won't they shoot holes in the aircraft? No, morons. They have a type of safety slug that won't penetrate the plane, but will kill a person. It's basically a hollow, completely hollow, plastic bullet. But why don't we just arm the pilots? Oh, we can't trust them with a firearm, but we can trust them with the aircraft. Idiots. But see, why did those men have to go home? Why did they throw up? Because it's such a violation.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000, but the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down. I've got a little bit of respect. Don't take it away.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
In this segment and up until the bottom of the hour, then we have Wayne Madsen popping in for about 20 minutes, and then it'll have to be in the third hour. I'm going to play clips of the Corbett Report, making fun of myself and Jesse Ventura. It is pretty funny, but will analyze how they use humor to discredit things. So it'll be very informative. And then also have a clip I'm going to play of, an expert breaking down exactly what's happening with this police state takeover situation. Bruce Fine, we are at the verge of despotism. I'm going to go to your calls here. Ray, Mike, Jay, Joe, Ed, here in just about 20 seconds. I just want to remind you we're running a special until Christmas. All of my films on DVD, 18 DVDs in the individual packages, a perfect way to get all your Christmas shopping done at once and then inform your families and friends and neighbors and support the InfoWar. You can also buy them and make copies of them. I want you to help spread the word. InfoWars.com or call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. It also comes with free bumper stickers and a citizen rule book on top of it with your order. And we also, on top of that, have 5.3 months or 44% off a yearly membership running until Christmas at PrisonPlanet.tv to get the nightly news and so much more. And, again, your support also makes what we do here possible. And where can you say anybody's having a bigger effect fighting tyranny than this radio show, except for Ron Paul, and that's all symbiotic. Ray in California, thanks for holding her on the air.
I wanted to mention a couple of points. The first point is about Fukushima Daiichi. I think he might have made some errors concerning that. Have you considered Arnie Gunnarsson from Fairwinds?
Hello? I don't know who that is.
Go ahead.
No, you're on the air.
Arnie Gunnarsson from Fairwinds is a nuclear engineer, and Fairwinds is a website on the internet, and he used to be working as a vice president for a major utility, and he became a whistleblower.
Okay, great. I understand that his website's on the internet and everything. Tell me what he's saying. Tell me my errors. Tell me what I've done.
Okay, first of all, he has a video on YouTube that does a comparison and contrast between the Unit 1 explosion and the Unit 3 explosion. And he says Unit 1 explosion was a deflagration and Unit 3 explosion was a detonation. And he goes on to say that it was only the Unit 3 fuel pool that went up, not the Unit 3 reactor.
Well, I've had a whole bunch of... people a lot of times call in and say they disagree with me, and then I don't know what they disagree with. It's like, Alex, you're saying the sky isn't blue, and I disagree with that. And I never said the sky wasn't blue during the day or that it doesn't have stars in it at night. I've had a whole bunch of nuclear physicists or people on. I said that Fukushima was much worse than what they were saying. I said that the MOX-3, number 3 reactor that exploded did put a bunch of fuel rods into the air before anybody else did because I blew the video up. Turned out that was true. There's been forms of fission going on. The isotopic readings show that. I've had nuclear physicists after nuclear physicists on, and so I don't understand what you're saying I'm wrong about.
To the point. The point is Arnie Gunnarsson, a whistleblower.
I got he's got a website, and the website's on the internet. I understand that. What I'm asking you, Ray, is what are you getting at? What am I wrong about? What did I say that wasn't true?
States, being an expert, he states the Unit 3 reactor vessel remained intact while the Unit 3 fuel pool went up.
That's well, no, they states. Admit that Reactor 3 containment vessel's breached. So, I mean, what are you saying? Fukushima's not that bad?
No, I'm not saying that. What I'm stating is that he is an expert.
Says, okay, I understand he's an expert. Look, I appreciate your call. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.